Hey everybody, welcome back to the Dynamite Central Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Martin. Hope all of you are doing well. I apologize for the slight delay after the first episode. Had a few things going on here at the house, as well as work and family and all that goodness. You know, things just kind of get in the way. That's how life is. But we're back doing the show. If you didn't listen to the first episode, and for whatever reason, I don't know why you haven't. There was a ton of you that did, and I want to thank all of you for checking it out and listening. If you are curious about where to find, you know, the show as well as everything else about it, and if you just didn't stumble across us on iTunes, you can go over to nerdylegion.com. The guys over there are super great hosts and have welcomed me with open arms, and I want to thank all of those guys for that, especially Martin for... I proposed this idea of doing this podcast many months ago, and finally pulled the trigger on it. And he was so gracious to allow me to use Central in the name, because that's what a lot of his podcasts do. And so here we are. We're doing the podcast now. So I'm not going to go over everything that came out 2 weeks ago. I will sort of quickly go over the things that came out last week. And then we'll catch up on things that are coming out this week. And then we'll also go over some news and some other things like that. I do want to go over a little question, a little history on myself. Someone proposed a question to me. There were a bunch of questions that came up. Directions of the show, formats, things like that. All of that I'll eventually get to in future episodes of the show. But I don't want to make the show all about me. It's just about... the comics. It's about everything that Dynamite's got coming out. So let's talk about the books that came out last week that you may have missed when you went to the store. We had two trade paperbacks and two single issues. We had the Betty Page Volume 1 trade paperback. It's a 120-page book collecting the first four issues of that series for $18. I think it's been a little while since I recorded the first episode, so I can't remember how much I talked about Betty Page. But if you've not checked that one out, I was really surprised by it. I really didn't know what to expect. I think that's probably a better way to talk about it. I didn't know what to expect from the series. I, you know who Betty Page is and everything, but just didn't know what we were going to get out of a comic book series. And it was very, very entertaining and it's just something I think folks would get a kick out of checking out. So we also got another trade paperback, The Warlord of Mars, The Deja Thoris Omnibus, Volume 2 trade paperback. This is a whopping 456 freaking pages for $40. It collects The Warlord of Mars, Deja Thoris, issues 20 through 37. So you're getting freaking 17 just big, thick issues. Highly recommend checking this out if you're, I don't even say a trade waiter. I mean, the Omnibus, this series came out quite some time ago, but it is still really good. And I do recommend if you're a Warlord of Mars fan to check it out. $40 for goodness. Like I said, over 450 pages. That's crazy. Dumping. I don't know where my English went there. But jumping into some of the single issues that came out last week, we got Legendary Red Sonja number 4. That's a 32-page $4 series. I did catch up on that series when I thought I was going to be doing it as I thought I was going to be doing the show 2 weeks ago, and so I caught up on that series. I hadn't read it up to that point. I don't know why. I started to read the fourth issue. I'm like, wait a second. I hadn't even read maybe I missed the third issue. Then I read the third issue. I'm like, well, crap, maybe I missed. I read the whole series backwards, basically, is what I'm saying. But it was fun. It's good. I highly recommend it. And then last week, Pumpkinhead number 4. This is one of those books. I may have mentioned it on the show. I may not have. And I will probably mention it in the future. I have a very tough time reading horror comics. I'm a big fan of horror movies and television shows and stuff like that. But as far as seeing a comic book adaptation of it, I don't know. There's just something about it that just doesn't translate for me. Now, that being said, Cullen Bunn is an amazing writer. I've been a big fan of his for many, many years. I read the fourth issue. I enjoyed it. It's good. But when I think Pumpkinhead, I think of those kind of horror movies and stuff like that. I really was kind of looking for that scare. And it's really hard to do that in a comic book. Like I said, the comic is a good read. It's entertaining. I'm trying not to say the same words over and over again for every book. But I mean, it's entertaining. It's good stuff. So, I mean, I do recommend checking it out. You know, if you're a Cullen Bunn fan, if you're a Pumpkinhead fan, I don't think you're going to be disappointed. But what I'm looking for, you know, maybe I got weird expectations for horror comics. I have no idea. That being said, you know, Dynamite, if you didn't know this, Dynamite, you know, sort of got its start by doing Army of Darkness comics. And that's kind of where I came into Dynamite, was when those first, you know, miniseries, you know, whether it was Ashes to Ashes or Shop Till You Drop, I checked out those, being a fan of Army of Darkness, and really dug those comics. So just, you know, those are not, you know, looking for those scare tactics and stuff like that. But, you know, and it's not, I guess you could say, Army of Darkness is like a big horror movie or anything like that. But I don't know. Maybe it was a better translation for me. I don't know. It's just been a tough time checking out these things. So that being said, I'm having a tough time, you know, sort of enjoying it for what I'm looking for in a horror movie. What about you? Have you been checking it out? Have you been checking out this Legendary Red Sonja, Betty Page, any of the books that came out last week? If you check them out, be sure to hit me up on Twitter at Chris Parton, or you can drop me an email at comicbookaddict@gmail.com and let me know what you think about those, and maybe you can help me out. That's always a good thing. Let's look real quick at the books that are coming out this week. We've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 4 single issues. I thought we had a trade. Maybe not. Maybe we don't. And if we do and I missed it, I apologize. But going right into the horror comic, movie comic adaptation, not even adaptation, but sort of translation, is Jeepers Creepers number 2. This is written by Mark and Draco and art by, I'm going to say, Cuber Ball. Hopefully I got that right. It's a 32-page comic, $4. I have not read the first issue of this. I did watch the first Jeepers Creepers movie way back when it first came out. Was not a big fan of it. Just, I don't know. It just wasn't my cup of tea. And using that term, my cup of tea, should probably tell you that I'm pretty old. But Jeepers Creepers number 2 is out this week, or this Wednesday. And let's see, Kiss. There's a Kiss Army of Darkness, speaking of Army of Darkness, miniseries, the 4th issue of that, written by Chris Sims and Chad Bowers, and is drawn by Rory Coleman, another 32-page Ford Bucker. I've been a big fan of what Dynamite's been doing with Kiss on and off, mainly because it's been written by folks I just really enjoy. Amy Chu's been doing it. I think Eric Burnham's been doing it. And now Chad and Chris have been doing this mini series. It's been pretty good. It's really hard to go wrong when you're really into these characters, you know, as Chad and Chris are. So it's been fun. It's been a fun read, and hopefully you guys are checking it out and enjoying it. We get Myopia: Rise of the Domes. This is written by Richard Dent and art by Patrick Birkencotter. We're going to go with that, and hopefully I got it right. This is a 40-page, $5 book. It says 30 pages of art and story, and then there's some backup stuff and pinups and things of that nature. So hopefully, I've not checked out the, I think there was a one-shot before this. I think maybe there was a 2, but I did not check it out. Just was never on my radar. I will be checking out this just to give it a taste and see, and just really see what it is. Like I said, it's written by Richard Dent. I know the name, and I know there's some history, you know, there, and I'm just kind of curious. We'll see what it looks like. We've got Pathfinder Spiral of the Bones. Dynamite's been killing it with all these Pathfinder comics. They've been doing them for years at this point. I have never played Pathfinder, don't know anything about Pathfinder outside of what I'm getting through these comics, and the stories and stuff that we're getting are awesome. I've really enjoyed it. It's been good stuff. I really can't recommend it, you know, enough. I think it's one of those sort of properties that you know, the fans of the role-playing game will probably, you know, be, you know, entertained and whatnot, but it works really well for folks that are into the idea of the role-playing game as far as, like, you know, swords and sorcery and things of that nature. You don't need to know that particular role-playing game. Pathfinder, I don't know anything about it. Like I said, outside of what I've gotten out of comics, and it's been good. I don't even know off the top of my head how many mini-series and one-shots and things like that. Crossovers and things like that. But they've all been entertaining, and I definitely would recommend it for fans of the role-playing game or non-fans. Not that you hate, I don't know why you would read it if you hate it, but let's say if you're a role-player or not, how's that? And then we wrap up this week's new releases with Sheena, Queen of the Jungle number 9, written by Margaret Bennett, Christina Trullo. I always mess up her last name, and I'm probably going to see her at Heroes Con. Not that she knows me or anything, but introduce myself. Hopefully I can get a correct pronunciation before I get there and make a fool of myself. Art also is by Maria Sanipo and Vinicio Acunza. We'll go with that. Me and my, you know, Southern public school system learning how to pronounce things. But this book has been, it's hard to say it hasn't been fun. But much like, you know, I was talking about Betty Page, you know, from last week, didn't know what to expect. Really didn't. Dynamite had done Jungle Girl before. I know the character Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. I, you know the, just know the mythos of it, but don't know much beyond that. And, you know, it's been fun. This is 32 pages, $4. Great writing, great art. I've been super impressed with the art with this series, and hope to see you know, this team stick together for quite a while and put together some great story arcs. And if you're picking up the single issues, awesome. If you're picking up the trades, awesome. Either way, hope you're checking it out. And if you're checking out any of these things, like I said, for books that came out last week as well as the books that came out this week, you know, be sure to hit me up on Twitter or email and let me know what you're thinking. Okay, I wanted to wrap this episode up, closing out with a couple of news items. Dynamite's been cranking out some press releases and things over the last 2 weeks, and while I could go over all of them, there's like 8 or 9 things. I did at least want to hit on half of them, and these are the more recent ones. They announced they're going to be publishing the all-ages series Robots vs. Princesses, which was originally a Kickstarter campaign by Todd Matthey, I think is how you pronounce his last name. It's art by Nicholas. Goodness, why? I need to go on those automated things. Actually, I need a buddy of mine. I need Ed Moore on the show so he can just do all the pronunciations of last names because I suck at them. But either way, Dynamite's gonna be publishing this. I think it's going to be in the June previews, and I think it's coming out, I think it's scheduled to ship sometime in August. I think that's the when the first issue is going to be. But like I said, it was a Kickstarter campaign that was successful, and Dynamite picked them up to publish it so it can get out to comic shops. So be sure to check that in. And again, it's an all-ages book. And when all ages doesn't just mean for little kids, it means for everybody. So hopefully you'll be checking that out. For a slightly older crowd, Dynamite is also going to be publishing The Further Adventures of Red Sonja. It's a 200-plus page softcover trade paperback. This will be covering quite a bit of the Marvel stuff from the original Savage Sword of Conan series, which would be kind of neat. I haven't read any of those. Maybe, well, I don't say any. I probably have read some of it here and there, but never never a large collection of it. So this is 200 pages. So this is also going to hit in the June catalog, and will probably okay. It does say scheduled to ship in October, so hopefully you'll be checking that out. It's got a introduction by Roy Thomas, which is pretty cool, and it's got a new cover or a cover by legendary Red Sonja artist Frank Thorne. So that's pretty cool. And if you've checked out the cover art, it's just classic Frank Thorne. So that's pretty cool. And then we also have some news. Let's see, Dynamite is going to be releasing. I'm kind of reading this as I go. I was trying to get all this stuff put together pretty quick. Let's see. They're going to be putting out... Oh, this came out today. Dynamite's going to be producing the Army of Darkness. A lot of Army of Darkness conversation in this episode. It's kind of weird. Didn't really plan on it that way. But they're going to be producing a Army of Darkness miniature table game. That's going to be kind of interesting. I'm not a... well, I used to be. A long time ago. Played a lot of board games and stuff like that. Haven't played sort of like this style probably since college. So that's a long time ago. But this is going to be designed by Lynn Vayner Studios, which are the same folks who did the Buffy the Vampire Slayer board game and Dynamite's Reanimator board game, if you've checked that out. So this will be kind of interesting. I'm trying to see if it says when it will be coming out, and I don't see any kind of release date. So, I don't know. But it's for 1-4 players, ages 14 and up. They say a game takes between 60 and 90 minutes. So, it'd be kind of interesting. I don't know. Maybe pick that one up, play here at the house. I'm sure I could get my son to play that with me. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So, but yeah, be a miniature-based tabletop game based on the Army of Darkness. That'd be kind of cool. All right, so that's about it. We had to do a quick episode, kind of get me sort of caught up with everything. Hopefully got all of you caught up in everything and all the books that are coming out this week. That came out last week. I'm not going to talk about the books that are coming out in the following week. We'll do a new episode of the show. My goal is to have these episodes posted on Mondays. Yes, you are getting this episode on a Wednesday, and these books are coming out today. Hopefully, you'll be listening to this in the morning, and so you're going to catch up on everything that's Dynamite, and you'll know what to pick up at the comic shop when you go. I need to do a better job and get this thing out on Monday. If I could get it out before then, I definitely will, but I just kind of, you know, let's throw this out to all of you, and you can respond to me by going to my Twitter handle at Chris Parton. I'll put a poll up. How's that? We'll do something that Martin always does with his comic talk today. We'll put a poll up and we'll see, which is a good day. You know, are you one of these folks that sort of puts a poll list? You know, you've got your poll list, or maybe you don't, but let's just say you have a poll list. Do you create sort of an addendum pull list, you know, like, okay, these are the books that I'm always going to be picking up, you know, this particular week. Do you have like a secondary list, you know, sort of like, okay, I'm going to pick these up and I want to also look for these books as well, you know, sort of random stuff, you know, are you picking it up because, you know, some friends have told you about it, you listen, you want to try it out because a podcast suggested it, I don't know. But which is it, when do you do that? Are you doing that on Wednesday? Would this podcast be better for you on a Wednesday, maybe on a Monday? Tuesday, you know, would be a good day for you. So maybe we'll put a poll up. We'll give you some choices, and we'll see where it falls. So probably good times for me to record are usually on Thursdays and Fridays. So Friday's probably about the earliest I could get this thing posted. But we'll see. Like I said, we'll throw a poll up over, you know, at my Twitter handle, and we'll see what happens. So, all right, that's it. We'll quit the rambling. We'll quit the talking. Go check out the podcast over at nerdlegion.com. You can follow me over at Twitter at Chris Parton. You can email the show at comicbookaddict@gmail.com. And that's about it. We'll catch you next week. Goodbye.